from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And I knew this was coming, and I just want to get it out front right away, and then we're going to go to the phones. And yeah, we do have FP Santangelo, who played for both of these teams, and we do have Rob Nen coming up in a half hour as we head into a 2-game series in Oakland that will be the final Bay Bridge series of our lives, and that's super sad. Most of your texts recently, after I said what I said a few minutes ago, were really good. I do want to address, because I know this is out there, and appropriately, it's from the 510 area code. Willard is a bleeping hypocrite. Ain't no way he's talking about the A's like his weak-ass Giants is any better. Okay, please understand, I'm not talking about baseball. I'm not talking about the standings. I'm not talking about if you don't like the signing that your team had. I'm not talking about if you don't like that the farm system development isn't quite how you want it. I'm not saying the Giants are doing awesome right now, because they're not, because 61-61 is actually not that cool. So the Giants have all kinds of issues, but they don't flick their fans in the face in the same way. I understand some of you feel maybe that to a degree they do. Like, yes, they've got a truckload of money, and they have said publicly, we'd like to break even, and all these mistakes that they've made. But if you think that what the Giants are doing to their fans right now is in any way, shape, or form comparable to the disingenuous nature of a John Fisher or a Dave Cavill, who have just lied to your face for years, and are now taking a team out of town when they don't even know if they have a new home? Come on. You can't compare that to Marco Luciano got sent down too soon. These are not comparable situations. So this is not elevating the current state of the Giants. We're talking about a different level of treatment. And I've been through this. I've been in markets twice where I've watched teams that I'm not emotionally attached to do this to their fans. And it's gross. I watched the San Diego Chargers do the exact same thing. It's disgusting. There is purposeful behavior by executives who are skirting the rules by acting like they're trying to stay when they are simply financially motivated by the grass is greener and the expense is you, the fan. I've watched it twice, and I find it to be the most disgusting thing that happens in professional sports. That's all.
Yeah. The one thing I would say in A's fans' defense right now, that they're hurting. And when you're hurting, you're probably more sensitive than you normally are.
Fair.
Because their team is like, this is it. Right?
This is it.
You hear it all these years, and you're like, they're going to work something out. They're going to work something out. No way they're leaving. Ooh, they might leave. Oh, I hope they don't leave. And now they're leaving. And they're going to Sacramento, and they're playing in a minor league park. And you work your whole life as a player to see that third deck and to play in a big league park And Aaron Judge is going to play at Sutter Health Care Field next year. So, I mean, I will say this as a native Sacramentan and growing up in the 916, I truly believe that, I mean, nobody wants to hear this right now, right? Because you're still grieving. That the team will not move from Sacramento. That's not a basketball town, and they supported the Kings from day one, and they're still supporting the Sacramento Kings.
So you think they're not going to end up in Vegas?
It's a baseball town. Sacramento's a baseball town.
You think they're going to stay in Sacramento?
I mean, if you have a 30,000-seat stadium there, they're going to sell it out for years.
Well, I mean, that'd be better than Vegas.
They'll sell it out every night versus having a touristy kind of industry where everyone's coming to see their team play the A's. That's the way it was in D.C. for a long time. Before the Nationals established a home fan base, it was, oh, we're in D.C., but we're Cubs fans. Let's go to the game and root for the Cubs.
Sure.
And we've moved to D.C. from wherever, and we're our team against. And that's what Vegas would be to me. They'd be like, you're on vacation in Vegas, and, oh, your team is playing there. Or you're going to see your team play the A's in Vegas. So let's gamble for a couple of days, go to three A's games.
Yeah, that's what Raiders games are.
Let's have my bachelor party at A's games.
Sure, for sure.
But you would have more of a family atmosphere in Sacramento where you could sell season tickets and sell that park out if you can expand that park to a reasonable amount of people for years and years and years. I don't know. I could be way off here.
Well,
wouldn't be the first time I was wrong, but I feel like Sacramento, they're going to be the Sacramento A's for a long time. Well, if this all happens.
That would be better. To be honest with you, it's lipstick on a pig, but it would be better. I mean, at least if you're in the East Bay, well, then they're 90 minutes away. That's not great, but there are a lot of cities in America where you got to drive a little bit to actually catch pro sports. So, again, yeah, none of this comes from a lack of sympathy.
I like my baseball family-oriented, where you bring your family to a game, and then you generations and generations learn to love the game of baseball.
Course.
And if it goes to Vegas, it's going to be girls dancing on the dugout with Diplo in the outfield as the DJ, and it's just going to be, I don't think it's going to be conducive to, you know, families coming to a game, where Sacramento, you're bringing your family, and you're developing generational fans of the A's or just baseball in general.
Vegas is the least baseball city in America. Maybe Miami. I don't understand why it's there either. And nobody goes to those games either. So yeah, I think it's a horrible idea. I hope they do stay in Sacramento. Yeah, my point today is born out of the fact that, you know, and I know this because I've done this now for a lot of years, and I know it bothers some A's fans because it's not coming from an A's fan. I'm not an A's fan. But my opinion is born out of hating the way I've watched y'all get treated. So I've never really understood why what I say, I get what you're saying, they're hurting. I've never understood why what I say lands as controversial to you. I hate the way you've been treated. If you would like to continue to be treated that way, that is up to you. But that's my take from across the bay. I can't stand watching the way you've been treated for years now. And I know that that's conflicted. I get it, because it's your baseball team. But there's somebody who, there are people who run that team, and they've been awful to you.
And there's a lot of good people over there, too.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
that's... I owe Billy Bean a ton for taking a chance on me and let me experience playoffs for the only time in my major league career. And then letting me coach in Sacramento the next year. I was Bob Guerin's bench coach for the Rivercats. And player coach, like Pete Rose, but I wasn't betting on the games. I would play for a week and then coach for a week and play for a week and coach for a week.
What, does the drip drop need like a break or something? Because it's been on, like, come on. Guys, like, I was a player coach in Sacramento. I'm like, of everything we've said today, this deserves it the most.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Just sleeping at the wheel in there, those kids.
Nah, I think he just felt bad. He's like, I think I've hit this thing already. Like, I've already hit my quota for the day.
So there's I'll just break this button if I click it as many times as I'm supposed to.
Yeah, do it. Break it.
All right, let's talk them out, you know?
But I will say that, Mark, I'm going to push back a little bit to what you said.
Okay.
I don't think A's fans need your sympathy.
I don't.
You're saying, like, I feel so bad for... I mean, we all feel bad for A's fans, but, like, they decided to be A's fans. They knew what they signed up for.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true
at all. You just said this has been happening since we played for the A's 23 years ago.
There was rumors of the TV. If you're 50 years old, you didn't sign up for this. You started watching baseball when Bash Brothers were the coolest thing in the world.
I think, and now I think if you're an A's fan, you have every right to be pissed off.
Of who's saying that they don't?
I don't think they want us to feel sorry for them.
I don't care if they want that. That's what you get. I get
A's fans are hardcore, man.
I know, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for how I feel. You don't need to ask for my sympathy. You have it. You can reject it. I don't care. That's how I feel. You've been treated like crap by a terrible owner. I can say that. That's not crazy.
Well, they know that.
Okay.
Anyways.
People also know Brandon Ayuk's holding out. Didn't stop us from saying it every day.
I feel bad for Brandon Ayuk.
No, you don't.
I feel bad.
Stop it.
$28 million or $30 million.
By the way, there is some Brandon stuff today that's not Brandon. It's not the same. It's not the same. There's actual audio from two different people that are not Brandon that you're going to need to hear. So we're going to get to that.
That's a tease.
We're going to get to it. I'll skip to the end. Brandon, I said it yesterday, so I'll say it again. This is not a source report. Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams are going to have Niner jerseys on Monday night, September 9th at Levi's Stadium with pads underneath them and helmets that fit and shoes and tight pants and all of that, sweat, everything. That's happening on September 9th. I have never been more confident. Okay.
What if we're missing? What if we're missing the boat on this? And Trent Williams is the one we should be worried about. No. And everybody's talking about Ayuk.
No. Trent,
what if he holds out? What if he holds out for like 5 weeks? And we're sitting here all Ayuk. He's on fire.
Look me in the eyes. He won't. Look me in the eyes.
All right.
He's going to play week one.
All right. I believe you.
Lujan in Oakland. Hey, Lujan, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back, Willard, FP. Always love to hear you on the airways. Had a couple questions and a couple reflections. So I'm a Bay Area kid, grew up loving all sports, baseball player. I wondered, FP, if you have any of that Mother's Cookies card kits. Back in the day, you kind of triggered me when you're saying sneaking into the good seats. It's been sad, but also, some happy reflections, man. I mean, my first Little League camp was on the field at the Coliseum with Luis Polonia, out in the outfield, throwing us fly balls, and Willie McGee used to throw batting practice to us at Contra Costa College, and he hit fly balls to us in Nickel Park in Richmond. I grew up switch hitting based on Will Clark's crazy swing and Hardy Lansford's wild style. So a lot of good memories, man. But definitely sad to see him go. And I love the idea of Sacramento. Just didn't know if you had any of those, FP, and just wanted to share, guys.
Okay. Lujan, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You know where he just hit me? The Mother's Cookies cards. Someone did this for me as a gift when I was a kid. I think it was my uncle. Who had some sort of, I think he worked for Safeway, so he was kind of attached as a corporate sponsor to a lot of the teams here. And so he got me uncut the full Giants and A's, both, the full set uncut of Mother's Cookies trading cards, and then had them encased in plastic that could hang on the wall. I had both of them above my bed, Giants and the A's, and I would stare at the Canseco and Maguire cards. And
like strangely,
and feel conflicted because
about
I'm like,
what?
Because after '89, I was bothered by them. I'm like, get off my wall!
What were you conflicted about, Mark?
You World Series winners, get off my wall!
Oh yeah, okay. I have these cards. I know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they were amazing.
I definitely
they were on
have
my
these.
Wall. My mom's probably still got them somewhere. Maybe not. Anyway, Filmo Mike's on the line with Willard and FP. What's up, Filmo?
Hey, what's up, man? It's just, you right, forever pimping. What's popping?
what's up, Phil?
The shady thing about Oakland? Oakland has had some of the most dynamic and baseball players to ever come up out of Oakland. I played Babe Ruth. Shout out to Fillmore. I'm from Fillmore, obviously. I played for Hamilton. Going to Oakland was always... We knew that we're going to have some brothers in there throwing fast, and they're going to be playing hard. Look at Dave Stewart and Ricky Henderson. them all through the 80s and 90s, I mean, me playing baseball, I know it's not like that now, but they had a lot of players coming from the town going crazy. Shout out to, I think the A's just drafted somebody from Richmond. I forgot his name, but his last name is Green. Shout out to them. But another thing I want to talk about is that they don't, they've always done the Oakland A's fan base kind of dirty. And the sad part is they've had, in the 90s, they had some good solid teams. Terry Steinbach, when Mark McGwire was hurt for them years and they had to trade him to St. Louis, man. It's super sad to see the A's go. Now to the Giants, what we got to do is to get free agents, Mark, we got to start marketing the whole Bay. You can't just come, and then you need to do a historical tour of each neighborhood of Frisco. Yeah, take them to, because Frisco got a lot of cool stuff. You know what I'm saying? The Red Light District, what used to be called as Broadway now. Take them, let them know all about our history, man. That's how we get them back. And kudos to the A's. And I hope they stay in SAC. I hate Vegas.
Well, you had me until I hate Vegas, but I understand the point.
I don't like Vegas either.
You don't like Vegas?
I think I'm getting old.
Like, you don't like a weekend in Vegas?
I understand the idea. I haven't been in 20 years.
Oh.
Maybe like 17, 18.
You'd have a good time in Vegas.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday night at, I don't know, a dive bar in North Beach. So, yeah, I'd have a good time.
You're fine. But I hear you. I wouldn't want to live there. I wouldn't want to have season tickets to anybody's team there. Sacramento would be way better. I think, you know, what Filmo's saying is probably a conversation that's going to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Develop at least not for 2 to 3 years from now, where you're talking about marketing baseball to the entire Bay Area, basically to the Giants. Woo, that's now that I understand as being controversial. That's a ways away. The idea of an A's fan becoming a Giants fan, if they truly do go far away, but who knows where they're going to end up, and who knows if it's Sacramento, I think that they will keep a large portion of their fan base.
But, I mean, we used to drive up from Sacramento to Oakland all the time. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I agree. I'm rooting for Sacramento to do this right.
I mean, that'd be better than Vegas. I'm with you.
In maybe the Kings owner, who I'm drawing a blank out his name right now.
And Vivek.
Yeah. I heard nothing but cool things about that dude from a lot of people that hang out with him.
Mm.
You know, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but maybe he buys the A's in Sacramento.
Well, but, and I don't even know this. What are the rules? If what does happen to the River Cats?
They're staying there.
But can the A's be permanent residents of Sacramento and have a AAA team in the same town?
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that?
They're putting AstroTurf on the field because of all the games they're going to be played. So they have to schedule both teams next year.
Okay, but...
It's going to be a circus.
No, but are you allowed to do that? Like, could there be a AAA team in San Francisco? Is that even allowed?
I don't think it is.
Yeah, so if the Sacramento A's became a thing, the River Cats would have to go to Folsom.
Folsom River
or
Cats.
Something.
That'd be cool,
you
actually.
You know what I mean? Like, they'd have to, you can't, I don't think you can be, you can be close. You know, the Everett Aqua Sox are right up from Seattle. Obviously, the San Jose Giants are right down the road. But, like, you can't, I don't think you can be in the same city. as a major league team.
It's going to be such a cluster, you know what, next year. My goodness.
Yep, and this is going to take a while now. The whole thing. There's so many staircases or steps on the staircase left. Something. You know what I meant. Anyway. Bob, let's go to Bob.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
Because it was stupid. Anyway, hi, Bob. What are you doing?
Hey, I love the show, guys. I'm just listening to it while I'm working. And it's wonderful. I love you. The show yesterday just cracking me up. I just loved it. But anyway, today is nice. I sympathize with the A's fans. I'm a San Francisco 49er fan, and they play in San Jose. So, you know, we lost our team, and that's the way I feel about it. And I think a lot of San Franciscans feel that way about it. Now, it could have been politics, or it could have been the Yorks, you know, whatever it was, we lost it. So, you know, yeah, there's that driving. It wouldn't be as far as Sacramento, but, you know, it's still, it's not in San Francisco. So that kind of hurts, you know?
Totally get it.
I'm with you. I could not agree with you more. I don't go to 49ers games. I don't. I get tickets all the time. I'm very lucky. And my friends have tickets. They act, let's go. I just know.
Let's talk during the break. But
it's
anyway,
too far.
I get it. I get it.
There.
I'm not going to be disingenuous. I don't. But
it's
I don't feel it's too far.
It's too far.
Mine's kind of circumstantial. You know what I mean? Like I will go when we have the weeknight games, when it's Monday or Thursday, because our show usually ends up being down there. We do the show. We go to the game. Outside of that, I've got the Sunday show. That makes it very, very difficult to go. And in general, going to football, especially that's far away on a Sunday, I wonder where that's going to go in the next 20 years, because the popularity of being able to watch Red Zone and all the other games and all that, like if you go to a football game on a Sunday, you miss all of the other games. And I know a lot of people who just don't want to do that. It's not worth it to them. But if it's standing on its own, I'd drive 2 hours for a 49er game. NFL, come on, man. There's just not that many of them. Baseball's different. You know, how often would you drive an hour and a half, 2 hours to go to a baseball game?
I guess I'm just spoiled.
Yeah.
I don't like the traffic. I don't like the parking situation
tough.
There. I do like partying in Green Lot, though. That's always fun.
Dude, you got to just go in the morning. You got to, like, burn your whole day. Burn your whole day. I'm telling you, those 49er games that are at 5:20 because our show starts at 2, when you cruise in at 12:30 in the afternoon, it's a piece of cake. But you're there for the whole day.
And if you don't leave early, you're stuck for a while.
You are there for the whole day. Let's keep going. How about Doug in San Jose? Hi, Doug. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? First time caller, 95.7.
Thanks, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Gotcha.
From San Jose, 62. So I've been an A's fan since 1969. So I grew up with Reggie and Vida and Catfish and all that. Really into the sports in the Bay Area, Raiders, Warriors. Went to 49er games with my stepdad and actually saw O.J. Simpson and Delvin Williams and all of these guys play for the Niners. So pretty well-versed on what's been going on in the Bay Area. I respect your opinion about the A's and the A's fans and what the A's have kind of management has done to the A's fans over the years. But people have to remember that the Giants blocked the A's with its territorial rights that don't exist for any other teams in Major League Baseball and stop the A's from moving. And that would have changed the whole scenario for the Raiders and the A's. So a lot of that response.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong in being upset about that. I do think sometimes discussing that gets a little bit presumptuous. The Giants did what they did. I don't think by any stretch that it's just like, and if they hadn't snapped fingers, then the A's would be in San Jose and it would be done. Like, how many times have we learned, Doug, that like building a building in a city in California, my God, it's rocket science. It's that hard. There's so many hoops to jump through. But I'm not going to argue with you with regard to if you're an A's fan and you're mad that the Giants blocked the A's. I totally get it.
I think it definitely affected the scenario because the Giants did get turned down with four separate votes for a stadium in the Bay Area, and they didn't really get that stadium built until the A's helped them with verbal territorial rights. So the A's actually helped them, and because the monetary value tied up with the new ownership and what territorial rights are and attaching money to that is what tied up the whole thing. And Bud Selig really just kind of let that all die without doing anything about it, really.
So I don't,
Major League Baseball let that all happen, too.
This is not a homer take. I don't blame the Giants one bit.
Thanks, Doug.
For not allowing the A's to move into their territory, because I lived it for a decade where I would hear from Nationals fans all the time that I used to be an Orioles fan. We used to drive to Baltimore, which is the exact same distance.
Yep.
San Francisco is to San Jose. And so the Orioles lost tons of fans when the Nationals moved to D.C.,
And the Giants, I
don't know if they would have lost fans, but like the San Jose portion of it, for sure.
That's 100%, especially since they have a minor league team there, too. I'm actually agreeing with you. What I'm saying is, if you're an A's fan and that bothered you, I'm not going to argue with you, but I'm with you. I understand why the Giants did it. That's business. That's business. Sorry.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Giants didn't get their stadium done until they had a savior come in and privately finance it. Like, the idea of public funds going to a stadium in California is and has been over. Over. And that's why I get so bothered by relocations, because there are rules before you relocate that you have to put forth a good faith effort to stay. And these greedy owners do the same thing every time. They build a ballot initiative that calls for some form of public funds, and they know damn well it's going to lose. And then they go, we tried. Bye. I hate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.